Taiwan and mainland China have long had strained relations. China considers Taiwan to be a rebel province. Taiwan sees itself as an independent democracy. As the Olympic Games approach next month, tensions between the two are heating up, in large part because of the name China plans on using for the Taiwanese Olympic delegation. New York Times reporter Ed Wong has been covering this story, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us. And can you explain what exactly this name is that China has been using and why it bothers Taiwan?
The Taiwanese Olympic Committee is called Chinese Taipei. Basically, they had reached a compromise back in the 1980s with both the International Olympic Committee and with China to call this Chinese Taipei, not refer to it by other names by which Taiwan is known, such as the Republic of China or Taiwan or the Chinese Olympic Committee. And the word Chinese in Chinese Taipei can be written in different forms and spoken in different forms in the Chinese language. China prefers it to call it Zhonghua Taipei, which basically implies that Taiwan is part of the political entity known as China. And Taiwan prefers to call it Zhonghua Taipei, and that can mean a couple things. First, that word is used in the name Republic of China, that the traditionally dominant Taiwanese political party prefers to call Taiwan. And it's also, Zhonghua refers to the Chinese ethnicity also, just more in ethnic terms rather than any concrete political term.
And as you write, what this name is winds up determining all sorts of things, including their placement in the opening ceremonies.
That's right. Usually, in most of the Olympics, perhaps all of the Summer Games in the past, the countries will march into the stadium according to their English names. And so Taiwan would march in under T, which would generally refer to either the Taipei in Chinese Taipei or we refer to Taiwan. But this year, the delegations will march into the Beijing Stadium under their Chinese names. And so Taiwan will not be placed in the T's. It'll be placed next to the Central African Republic.
This week, Taiwan said that this name that China's been using was inappropriate and unacceptable. How far are they willing to go to prove that point? Any chance that they'd boycott the games?
I don't think they'll boycott the games. I think they might raise a formal complaint with the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, because the official name is Chinese Taipei. And if China wants to try and make a political statement, then they can raise that issue and basically accuse China of politicizing the Olympics. And the IOC did warn China against using the Olympics for any political purposes just a week or two ago because one Chinese official made a comment about Tibet during the torch relay. And I think while the torch is passing through a city, it might have been Lhasa, in fact. The official said Tibet will always be a part of China. And then the IOC basically reprimanded China for bringing politics into the Olympics. And I think if Taiwan complains about China's use of names, then it might bring a warning from the IOC.
At the Games, China and Taiwan are going to face off against each other in several different sports. It sounds like the big one here is ping pong, and you've spoken with a number of the players on the Taiwanese team. How are they feeling about this competition?
As athletes, you're definitely looking forward to it if such a matchup does occur, because China is basically the dominant ping pong country in the world. It turns out extraordinary ping pong players, and its ping pong players go on to play for other countries like in Hong Kong and Singapore, for example. And the Olympic ping pong teams in those countries are actually mostly mainland immigrants. And so I think in terms of like the Taiwanese athletes wanting to play the best of the best, and they're keeping their eye on the mainland. Obviously, if there were a medal matchup between the two entities, then that might lead to some political overtones. And I'm sure that there are many Taiwanese on the island of Taiwan who would be very, very proud if Taiwan were able to beat China, and for political reasons, too. They'll feel that this is a way of Taiwan asserting itself over the mainland, which has always tried to control Taiwan since Taiwan basically broke off from the mainland. And the athletes I spoke to, they don't want to talk about politics. They say sports is sports and politics is politics.
Ed Wong is a reporter for the New York Times. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks.